Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So, 18 years anniversary for 97.1 and the show. You have been on how long?
Oh, boy. I don't know. A long time. Because it goes back, you know, my work with Emmis and now with a new company goes back long time ago. I'm guessing, you know, it was when Howard Stern was on The Point, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So early 2000s.
At least, yeah. I'm thinking in the 90s.
It was late 90s, Dave.
Oh, I remember. Really?
Yeah, he was on with.
I was going to say, I remember doing nights on the mall and taking Dave's evening phone call to record in the evening, you know, and then the overnight and the next morning's forecasts. And so, that was the early 2000s.
So you were on Kix.
Yeah.
Which was 106.
Right.
Right.
And that was, what day part were you doing then?
Afternoon drive. And Dave did our weather then.
And Stephen D.C. were in the morning, right?
Yeah, it was Stephen D.C. in the morning and the Nuts in the afternoon.
Gotcha. Right.
Yeah.
Like forever.
Yeah, forever.
Memories.
Does it feel like 18 years?
Gosh.
It's a good question.
Yeah, it is. And it's I'll give the classic answer. In some ways, it seems longer. In some ways, I'm like, God, I can't believe it's 18 years. So
that's fair enough.
I tell you this, I still feel very fresh. I do not feel burned out. I don't feel like, oh, God, I dread at all. I really don't.
Oh, like, that's important. And that's important for what you do.
Oh,
what we all do.
It's essential. No, it's essential. I think that when people listen 4 hours a day, this advice that Glenn Beck gave me back when he and I were buddies, he said, just be yourself, always be honest, because you can't fake anything for 4 hours a day. People see through you.
Right.
And that's why when I am having trouble at home, when I am sick, when I'm hungover, when I just don't feel like doing the show, I just say it because people are going to see through it anyway, right? And and that helps me. That has been a godsend. One of the best decisions I ever made was just letting it out there, because that way you don't have to hide anything,
right.
And you don't have to have people like, I think, but you just, no, here it is. Here's, you know, just humanizes you. So, but no, I really don't. I have days I would rather not come in, like anything or anyone. But for the most part, you know, like I'm taking off next week, and by the time Monday rolls around, I'll be ready to go. I'll be looking forward to it. Oh, by the way, you were on probably top three all-time DGS segments in 18 years yesterday, Dave. That whole Mark Close fiasco.
Which one?
Hey.
There's only one.
There's only one.
That's hurtful. That's hurtful.
So, Rach, where do people find all this from yesterday?
So go to the DGS blog. You can listen to the entire Closest Corner from yesterday. It's also up on the Dave Glover Show Facebook. And then we took the slowed down version that listener Jason was nice enough to tweet at me and Tony earlier today. That's also up on the blog.
I wish we could say it. If Mark hadn't said the filthiest thing ever said on radio in history, we could play that slowed down version because it's hilarious.
It's unbelievable.
They'd probably let you do it on your anniversary, don't you think?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to get the show.
What about that? And I know Jeff Allen would have kittens if we did it.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't say it.
Yeah, but then we would be knowingly playing.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Would we, though?
Yeah. I mean,
the difference
between
between what he didn't, when he said it the first time, he didn't know he was saying it. Now we know what is said, and it changes the intent of the broadcast.
I love, Jeff came back to me in the bullpen today and was like, hey, you made a very astute observation. You would have been the one to be fired if you would have said that. I'm like, oh, cool.
Good.
Glad I know where I stand.
Good decision.
Rach has such a strange relationship with Mark, and he's not meaner to anyone than he is Rach, and she just idolizes him. And earlier today,
I don't even think of him as that mean.
We were talking about what happened yesterday, and she goes, I just feel bad for Mark. He seemed like it really, really got to him. I'm like, ah, screw Mark.
Thanks, teammate.
F Mark.
That's right. That's right. He'll get over it. Hey, things happen, and you know, mispronounce certain
words. They happen to you a lot.
Yeah.
They talked about that on the Mark Cox Show first thing this morning.
Thank you.
Didn't
they? That's great.
So far, the only two people on this show to mistakenly say a curse word are the two veterans. 35 yeah. years and 45 years.
Mm-hmm. Tony did one.
No, I didn't mistake, though. I really said a bad word.
Well, that's you when said? You were
yeah.
in the Stockley thing, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The guy had a placard
in
your
face. No. I thought there was, did you mispronounce one time and we all stopped you?
I don't think
you?
So.
No? All right.
Mark's like, no, we've all done
yeah,
that dozens
on,
of times.
All the time.
Come on.
Well, no, maybe. Maybe. I don't think, remember. I yeah. mean, I know that I know that during the protests, right. I said a bad word on the right. air, but that was an excited utterance.
One time
the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Yes. So was yesterday.
I tried to say Szechuan sauce.
Szechuan?
Szechuan.
Yeah. You're still trying.
I still can't say it. And I think I was accidentally doing it.
Yeah.
Szechuan.
I can't. That's like Szechuan. Blocked yeah. out in my mind.
Try it again.
Szechuan.
Nope.
Szechuan.
There you go.
That's it.
I mean, it may be Szechuan, but.
Yeah.
It's not.
I need to hear someone else say it before I say it.
I've. That way in a
know
lot
what I mean?
Of things.
We got you back.
Yep. We're there
so
for
if we're at Eden, just go like, say it. She wants Szechuan. So she wants Szechuan.
Right. My like, wife Szechuan. Can't say. My wife can't say cinnamon. Like,
what does she how does say? It come out?
Yeah. It just keeps cinnamon, trailing. Cinnamon, like cinnamon and cinnamon. It just keeps going. She doesn't know where to draw the line.
That's funny.
It's like cinnamon.
It's like, God, look who's trying to look cute.
Yeah.
Lady, you're 40. Leave
it alone.
I want some cinnamon in my coffee. God. So what are we looking at, Dave?
Great weather.
Good.
You know, it's fall. It's wonderful fall weather for Wednesday night, Thursday night. Looking for highs pretty close to 60 degrees, certainly upper 50s both Wednesday and Thursday. A couple of light, limited rain showers around. Lots of clouds on Friday. Weekend's looking good. A fair amount of sunshine anyway. Let's call it partly sunny. Saturday about 62, a little cooler on Sunday about 55. Really a nice stretch of weather. Big old high pressure system in control.
Very nice. Love it. Love it, love it. Got a corner?
Yep. It's brought to you by Schnucks. Prices are falling. Points are piling up at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today.
Seatbelts on, everybody.
Yep. I think I'm okay. Couple of things.
So,
here we go.
It'll be on that button.
Yep.
Yeah. Get it ready.
I won't make the same mistake 2 days in a row.
Yeah, but I will. We need to observe a moment of silence for another victim at Close's house. Another squirrel has bit the dust.
Oh, same man. Way?
Same way.
Wait, how?
They build a nest on top of the transformer, and then moving around, and one paw goes positive, one paw goes negative.
Story of my life.
And it's, we're having squirrel casserole for dinner tonight.
Did you find the squirrel?
That's yes.
horrible.
Always, yeah.
What's he look like?
He didn't look as bad as I thought. He's got kind of a weird look in his face. Like, oh, what the hell?
Did it knock the power out?
Yeah. In fact, it goes off.
It blows the transformer, right?
It sounds like a shotgun going off.
Yes.
It goes boom real loud.
Yep.
So we called Amron. I went through the whole prompt and got it in. And then about an hour later, here comes Corey knocking on the door.
Is that a squirrel?
Corey was a relative of the squirrel.
He's my
wife. And wanted to know.
Have you seen my wife?
Corey's the squirrel lawyer. Right. He's got a little briefcase.
He was there to claim the body. That's right.
Riding on a deer.
Serves him as
riding on
hey,
a
mofo!
Deer.
Hi-ya!
Serves him as paper.
Corey.
The man that said FF on the air. That was,
and I was killing squirrels. Corey.
Real
works,
funny. Real freaking funny.
Works for Amron. And he is a big DGS fan.
Oh, nice.
Big, in fact.
He's a big, fat guy.
Now he
big,
knows where you live.
Yeah.
It's two now. Two now, you monster.
Hmm?
Two of us you've killed. How many more have to die before we put an end stop to this?
We'll
I'll tell you what,
court.
I'll put a stop to it right now. I'll see you in court.
Put him up.
But he is now, I asked the same thing. I said, Corey, fan of the DGS, and his son is too, by the way. What can we do to stop this carnage? This is getting, I got squirrel carcasses all over my yard. This, and plus the fact, it just happened, what, about two, 3 weeks ago
yeah.
when it popped off. They have like a plastic cover gizmo they can put up that'll keep the squirrels from committing suicide. So,
is the gizmo cover up?
It is, it's on order. So I'm not, we may
not
have a couple more
not
bodies.
They keep laying around in the warehouse there at Amron?
I guess. But you can even see the nest on the ground because these guys make the nest right on top of the transformer and then take the wrong step and away they go.
Yeah. Does it smell bad because they're electrocuted? Random
yes.
question.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, this last guy, they found him in the trees. He didn't make it all the way down.
Oh.
He was kind of
Jettison.
Yep, kind of coming down and got hung up. And
you didn't call your neighbor Bill, the roadkill expert, to come remove him?
Well, Bill basically takes care of them if they're still kind of alive.
Oh, so and this is...
There's one thing I knew about the squirrel was he was dead.
Not kind of alive.
He was going nowhere anytime soon.
What if he'd been a little alive? Could you have taken care of that?
Mouth to mouth.
Yep. What do you
see?
Mean?
Put him on a video. Did you?
What do you mean? Take it.
Yeah, he is mean to me. I just like block it out because I don't want it to be true.
Did you see the video of the guy that hit the squirrel in the street, in his car? He got out of his car and did compressions on the squirrel and brought the squirrel back to life.
See? Bill would know. Yeah. I'm just saying. Bill could rescue it. You know,
Dave
just...
was meaning put it out of its misery.
Oh.
Oh, no.
What was this?
That's compression on his little chest.
Yeah.
And it is what it looks like.
And you know when you... When
breathe, damn you, breathe!
And when you give compression...
I'm not listening to another one!
What song you're supposed to do? I've told you this before.
And it's sure different for a squirrel.
No, it's probably the same.
What?
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Oh, here, Tony, lay down.
No.
Staying
alive. Staying alive.
But you could do that at any tempo.
Any tempo.
Well, you're supposed to do it. No, you don't go staying alive. Just like, and that's how you're supposed to do the compressions on a person.
Well, that's like the same beat as most songs.
Yeah.
No, not really. No. It's not the same as Twilight Zone by Golden Earring. If you're doing that, you'd kill the guy.
It's also not the same as Tarzan Boy by Baltimora. Let's just say weird.
I will now list all the songs that are not the same.
Well, you're saying it's the same beat. It's not Staying Alive, and everybody knows Staying Alive.
Hey, aha, take on me.
What happened with Corey the Amron guy?
Staying Alive.
He's bringing a plastic gizmo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then we sang Staying Alive, and he left. Yeah, no, he's going to do it, and he's going to take care of it.
Answer Dave's question. Would you be able to take a squirrel
and put it out of
its misery?
Shoot him.
Oh, gosh.
That seems excessive, Mark.
What am I going to do? Hang him? Strangle him?
What is wrong with you?
How would you kill a squirrel that's still alive?
With a pellet gun or something?
You're going to shoot a real gun?
12-gauge?
In your backyard? I'm positive that's illegal.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that is, too.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't stay. I'd go back inside.
A pellet gun, I get it.
Okay.
A BB gun something.
Let me ask you.
I used to date a veterinarian. I happen to know the answer to this.
Okay.
What you do is you take him by the tail, and you hit him as hard as you can against a tree.
7-8 times, they're gone. They are just till their head flies off.
This is a horrible conversation.
Well, okay, you guys jumped on my stuff.
There's a
squirrel in your backyard that's
What's he doing now?
That's not in great shape. How do you put him out of
his
misery?
You mean fat?
Yeah, he's
he's smoking.
You are disgusting.
Hey, can you hand me a nut?
Really? How do you put him out of his misery?
Look at the gut on
Tony. Same thing. How would you do it? If there's a squirrel in your backyard and he's injured, everybody join in.
Probably
Dave Murray,
snap his neck with your hands, right?
Yeah, maybe a shovel.
Yeah, shovel.
Oh,
that's what I would do.
I wouldn't use a gun.
Snap his neck.
I'd use a shovel.
What are you going to hang him?
Well, yeah, it's just like get him up.
I'd start a fire in the fire pit.
Put a little hood over him and the noose. All right, you're out of here.
Jeez.